KPCW talked to Parts Silly's Executive Director Kate McChesney and Operations Director Michelle McDonald, who said their overall attendance was up 8%. The market saw 193,000 people over 14 Sundays, an average of about 14,000 people. They reported some other good numbers, including the number of attendees using alternate transit.
We did 1,650 people at the Bike Valet. We also were able to get great numbers from the high school for parking counts, and we parked anywhere between 160 to over 200 cars every Sunday. So the whole walk, bike, hike, take the bus.
Message is
definitely getting out there. And then, well, with the parking, too, being paid parking, you know, that really helped people to go, oh, maybe I should have listened to that sign as I was driving into town.
I think it may have motivated locals a little more.
Yes, absolutely.
They added that 30% of the vendors were from Summit County, and 80% of those people had Parts City zip codes. The parking management was also good for short-term visitors to the Silly Market.
You could find
absolutely
a spot.
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
Instead of looping around Old Town.
Well, and there are people who really do just want to come to the farmer's market, get their produce for the day, park for 10 or 15 minutes, which they still can. There was still accessible parking right here by the station. Pop over there and then just leave, you know. So it's nice to keep that convenient.
Yeah. Any changes, though, with parking along Park Avenue there? Because I know, I think that's probably where the most complaints would come from. People just can't even park in front of their own house on Sundays.
Well, they can, but they don't.
Right.
Is actually part of that statistic, because we have the whole west side of the street is residential parking.
Only.
Yeah.
So we can do the east side of the street.
We didn't hear about any complaints.
The market also continued to be eco-friendly.
So Michelle handles all the vendors, and so she's, gosh, God love her, she really straps down and says, like, hey, you know, no, anything from ketchup packets to salt and pepper packets, or, you know, anything needs to just be recyclable. So if you look at our recycling number, it goes down, but it's also because everybody's using more compostable. So compostable containers, plates, napkins, forks and knives. So those now will go to the landfill, but they'll end up getting, you know, composting a lot quicker.
Right.
But after all is said and done, yes, we still fed the pigs. Let's see.
The pigs were happy.
The pigs were happy. Right there. 12,760 pounds of food went to the pigs. And that's us taking the food every Monday. And then other than that, we had just about a 75% diversion rate.
We asked if there's anything different this year. They said there was a new wrinkle to their workload.
The bollards. Those were interesting. 4,300 pounds of bollards that we put out every morning and then took back every afternoon. That was fun. Just when our team thought that they couldn't take on a whole lot more, that was an interesting. But that was also something, again, the city asked for our help and said, we don't have the manpower to get this done every morning and every night. Do you think your team could be the ones to install those and then take those out? So that was a good time. We did that for the last six markets. We finally got it all figured out by the last one.
They also began a partnership with Nuzzles and Co.
We did two full adoption days with them, opening day and closing day, and then we had five
snuggle pits.
Yeah. I mean, I love the total number of adoptions we got from them.
Right. Let's see. There was six this past, four the weekend before, and then we had a two, a one, and a one. So what is that? Whatever that is. Somewhere around 10 or 11. We ended up for the entire season.
The market organizers also got some time off in August for three weekends due to the Kimball Arts Fest, the Tour of Utah, and one weekend simply with no events. McChesney noted, though, during that time the Silly staff was busy in part helping with the county fair.
We help a lot behind the scenes. A lot of people don't realize everything that we're doing. So you saw me quite a bit, actually. That was interesting.
Well, that was with Park City Institute.
Yeah, right. We also help program the 4th of July. We help with Miners Day with the recycle, the Tour of Utah with the recycle. I also helped with the soccer tournament that was here in town. And, you know, even right now, I've got people asking us to borrow, whether or not it's our bike valet or our sandbags or A-frames, tents,
our
tables,
zero waste team.
So, right. And they're so excited to help. And so are we. you know, I mean, we don't want to just be our event. We want everybody to realize that we're everywhere else, too.
Kate McChesney and Michelle McDonald from the Park City Sunday Market. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.